Si no sabes cuál escoger, ¿por qué no probar nuestro curso trimestral de Vaughan? Son solo 3 meses, no pierdes nada y te aseguramos que vas a ganar mucho. 3 meses en los que podrás ver cuál es tu nivel real de inglés. 3 meses en los que trabajarás tu listening y speaking en todo momento. 3 meses en los que subirás ese nivel tanto que... pues que querrás otros 3 meses y otros 3... Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
Yo en mi caso me lancé a hacer el máster porque en mi trabajo necesitaba hacer presentaciones en inglés, necesitaba hablar mucho en inglés, incluso por teléfono. Entonces fue la razón principal por la que me lancé a hacerlo, para tener una fluidez alta en el idioma y además hacerlo con seguridad.
Tengo grandes problemas a la hora de hablar. Me puedo comunicar perfectamente, pero no hablo de una manera correcta. Y también cosas muy importantes, como el poder hablar en público sin tener que tener ese miedo o ese vacío a la hora de decir qué hago ahora o qué digo. Con el máster he solucionado ese tipo de problemas, la verdad.
Yo lo que más destacaría del máster serían los profesores. Ellos son unos grandes profesionales, te motivan muchísimo con el inglés. Por supuesto, los materiales exclusivos que tenemos en el programa.
No estás como en una clase típica cogiendo apuntes, escribiendo. Lo trabajas hablando, y eso es muy complicado, porque coger una frase y de repente tener que hacerla en interrogativa, en negativa, cuando no lo tienes delante, ayuda a que tu agilidad verbal y tu capacidad también con el idioma sea cada vez mayor, porque es un reto.
Una de las partes que más me gustó del programa fueron las presentaciones a las que me tenía que enfrentar prácticamente cada semana. Otra de las cosas que más me gustó del máster fueron los 2 Vaughan Town a los que asistí, porque esas experiencias eran siempre inolvidables y es una manera de darle un empujón importante al inglés.
Ya lo has oído, apúntate al máster de inglés profesional, ahora por videoconferencia. La misma calidad e intensidad, pero sin perder tiempo en desplazamientos. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate.
You're listening to The Drive Time Show with Kyle Miller.
All right, we are back, everybody. It is Kyle Miller here with the third and final half hour of today's Drive Time Show. And I want to remind you that after the show today, I will continue on Instagram on my own private account. I'm Kyle Miller. I am K-Y-L-E-M-I-L-A-R. You can join me live. Kile Millar. I-M-E Kile Millar. You can join me live there for a 30-minute review of the content of today's program. I will review that in a little show, daily live show I call The Extra Mile with Kyle. But now let's take a look back at the start of the show. We had the Twitter translation. I said, ¿Cómo se dice en inglés? ¿Hasta dónde llegamos con esto? ¿Hasta dónde llegamos con esto ayer? And a lot of people are writing in. The correct answer here is, how far did we get with this yesterday? ¿Hasta dónde? How far? ¿Hasta dónde? So we don't really say until where. Some people are saying that, until where did we get? No, but we should say, how far? So when we talk about distances, how far did you go? How far did you walk? How far did you drive? How far did we get with this, con esto, ayer? How far did we get with this yesterday? So if you got the right answer, give yourself a pat on the back. And you can participate in tomorrow's challenge as well on Instagram. I'm Kyle Miller. You can also send me questions on Instagram or on Twitter. I'm Kyle Miller for the show, and I'll build them into the program. I do have a bunch of questions. If I haven't answered your question yet, please be patient. I'll do my best to get to it. But let's go ahead now and start off this half hour with today's expression of the day. Expression of the day. All right, the expression of the day. Our expression of the day today is jet set. Now, I didn't say yet. Jet set. No. Todavía. No. Jet. J-E-T. So the jet is like the fast-moving airplane. Jet. A private jet. J-E-T. So jet set means someone, if someone is jet set, it means they're typically wealthy, fashionable people who travel around the world frequently and for pleasure. So it's a lifestyle, the jet set lifestyle. Jet set. So this is a good one to know. I mean, it's a useful term. It's a fairly common term. It's a good one to know. Jet set. Jet set. And it's a good opportunity to practice some pronunciation because we're not saying yet set. The Y, if I say yet as in todavía, my mouth will be making a smile. Yellow. Yes. Yahoo. Yo-yo. E-e-e. And the J is like a voiced C-H. So I'm essentially saying chet. Ch-ch-ch. Charlie. Ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. Choose. The C-H. But then I activate the vocal cords and I have ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-jet. J-j-j-jello. J-j-j-george. J-j-j-jerry. So the J and the G both have the same sound, which is a voiced C-H. Not to be confused with the Y. So the word here is jet. The type of fast-moving, quick plane, jet, J-E-T. And the expression is jet set. Jet set, which is a type of, let's say, lifestyle. People that are flying around the world like, you know, Jeff Bezos from Amazon has a jet set lifestyle. Or presidential candidates, Donald Trump and Joe Biden, they have a jet set lifestyle. They're flying around the world all the time, going to meetings. It's part of it's the way they live. Jet set. J-E-T-S-E-T. Okay. And jets, despegarse, to take off. And I want to help you with your English. I want to help your English take off, particularly with questions. And so many teachers neglect the interrogative. They don't properly drill in the interrogative form. In order to master it, in order to be able to ask questions with ease, you have to be challenged to do it. You have to practice. Everything comes back to practice, right? So this is an exercise that I do almost every day on the Drive Time Show, forcing you to create questions. And I want you to do this out loud as we go ahead with this fun and dynamic challenge we call the Interrogative Challenge.
Interrogative Challenge.
The Interrogative Challenge, everybody. You know how this works. I'm going to give you the answer to the question, and you ask me the question that I've already answered. Okay, number one. It would cost $12 if you paid in cash. How much would it cost if I paid in cash? It costs a lot because it's made of gold. Why does it cost a lot? Why does it cost a lot? We'll cut our prices 10% next year. How much will you cut your prices next year? Oh, we'll cut our prices 10%. How much will you cut your prices next year? Our prices were cut by 5% last year. How much were your prices cut last year? How much were your prices cut last year? I deal with them almost every day. How often do you deal with them? Tratar con ellos, to deal with. How often do you deal with them? Almost every day. It was done last week. When was it done? Hey, when was it done? Oh, it was done last week. It will be done next week. When When will it be done? I called him from Burgos. Where did you call him from?
Oh, from Burgos.
This package is for Pauline. Who is this package for? Who is this package for? Para quien es? Who's this package for? Oh, it's for Pauline. This letter is from Andrew. Who is that letter from? From. So imagine if I say it's for Pauline and from Andrew. So who is it for? Who is going to receive it? And who is it from? It's from Andrew, it's for Pauline. Okay, let's do two more. When you saw me, I was talking to Jennifer. Who were you talking to when I saw you? Who were you talking to when I saw you? I'm worried about the new project. What are you worried about? Hey, what are you worried about? Oh, I'm worried about the new project. Okay, so that is the interrogative, mastering the interrogative challenge, if you will. And we can do a similar exercise. Let's practice another exercise, this time with some negative questions. So I will say something, and I want you to simply ask me why, okay? He wasn't ready for the job. So the question, why wasn't he ready for the job? There aren't enough chairs. Why aren't there enough chairs? She didn't know what to do. Why didn't she know what to do? They haven't chosen their candidate yet. Why haven't they chosen their candidate yet? She wasn't selected for the position. Why wasn't she selected for the position? Okay, so in some ways it's similar to the other exercise where we're forming a question and we're learning habits. We're developing good habits with question forming. So that sort of exercise, you can even make your own at home and practice and challenge yourself to come up with the questions faster and faster and gain agility with those forms. Hey, let's see what's going on in the interesting world of technology today.
Technology Today.
All right, some interesting technology news. It seems researchers have designed a material that's basically a solar panel that you can wear on your clothing, or it can be applied to clothing. And with this material, you don't need strong direct sunlight. Even in indoor light, even interior lighting can be picked up, and some of it can be converted to electricity. They say materials capable of using indirect or ambient light for energy generation are already being used in the solar industry, and these materials contain special luminescent materials that are called luminescent solar concentrators, or LSC for short. Now, this material in the LSC captures ambient light and transmits its energy to a solar cell, so in other words, into a battery. But they're currently only available as rigid components and are unsuitable for the use in textiles because they are not flexible, nor are they permeable to air or water vapor. So these are hard, you know, solar panels. But now this new company is developing. They've succeeded in incorporating several of these luminescent materials into a polymer, a type of material that provides exactly this. It provides flexibility and air permeability. So you don't want to be wearing something that's completely sealed. It has to have little holes so the air can pass through. So you could basically be worn. So I don't know. Would you want to be wearing a solar panel? I mean, think of the possibilities. I guess you could be charging up your phone a little bit. And I assume that they're not going to be as efficient as solar panels you would have on the roof of a building. So I'm sure it's going to take a long time, but it's an interesting advancement. I mean, I think one of the great things, I think a great idea would be something that they're already doing in Holland, which is a project called Solar Roadways, where they're basically putting these little tiles, azulejos, tiles that are solar panels, and they're putting them into the street. Now, they've only done it, I think, on a few sample streets, small areas, but they're basically having a surface that you can drive on that is a solar panel. So imagine if we could convert the highway to being a giant solar panel. Imagine the energy we could absorb. And I think if you couple that with the technology for phone charging, if you look at the way people charge their phones, there are these chargers where you can simply lay your phone down onto a charging platform and it automatically starts to charge your mobile phone. Imagine if we had the street. Now, I don't know how possible this is, but imagine if we had the street basically being a solar panel that would receive the sunlight, convert it into electricity, store it, but then also radiate that power back up into the car. So you could basically charge your car from the road. And you could bill, I guess you'd have to pay a monthly bill or something for the electricity that you took up out of the road. But that's an interesting idea. The problem with these things, you know, as usual, is the cost, right? The cost to implement. And really, it's only governments or massive, massive corporations that have the money necessary to make any sort of progress in these areas. But it seems to me like we're making great progress scientifically. So the capabilities to do this sort of thing is improving. But this idea of wearable solar, that's interesting. Imagine wearing a jacket that is soaking in the sun and converting it into a battery and then, you know, charging up your phone or charging up something else, a camera or something on your body. That would be pretty cool. Pretty cool. It's amazing. Always amazing, the technology being developed these days. Hey, let's have a look at another popular section of the show. Today's pronunciation.
He lives in an Iceland.
He lives on an island. Not Iceland, island.
This is a chaos. This is chaos.
All right, everybody. Our pronunciation today is the silent E. Cuando suena... Así. You can't hear it at all because it's silent. It's muda. The silent E, everybody. Words like vegetable. We don't say vegetable. We say vegetable. Interesting. Interesante. Interesting. Da-da-da. Now, some people do pronounce this with four syllables, interesting. But it's much more common for native English speakers to pronounce it with three syllables. Interesting. Interés. Interest. Joyería. Jewelry. So here, what we'll do is I'll say the word in Spanish and then I'll say it in English. So I want you to try to say it with me in English. See if you can pronounce it properly. Diferente. Different. Different. I'll say it twice. Tarde o noche. Evening. Evening. Acera. Pavement. Pavement. Cada. Every. Every. Bucear. Dive. Dive. Colmena. Hive. Hive.
These ones are easy because the E is coming at the end. Let's try some harder ones. Dinero. Money. Money. We don't say money. 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 Miel. Honey. Callejón. Alley. Alley. Mono. Monkey. Monkey. Caro. Pricey. Now, of course, we have expensive, but we also have pricey. Pricey. Él come verduras y miel cada tarde. Hmm. He eats vegetables and honey every evening. He eats vegetables and honey every evening. Vegetables. Da, da, da. He eats vegetables and honey every evening. Él vende joyas con un carrito por los callejones y gana mucho dinero. He sells jewelry from a trolley in back alleys and makes loads of money. Y gana mucho dinero. Me encanta bucear en la cala, cerca de las cuevas. I love diving in the cove, near the caves. I love diving. I love diving in the cove, near the caves. Me hace sentir viva. It makes me feel alive. Hmm. So sometimes with this E, I'm saying it's mute. I'm saying it's the mute, the silent E. But there are cases where some people pronounce these words like family. But really we say family. Two syllables. When in doubt, I would go with the shorter version. Family. Interesting. Pavement. Different. Jewelry. Vegetable. Interesting. Interest. Evening. Every. We don't say every, we say every. Every. Evening. Every evening. Cada tarde. Every evening. Interesting. Okay. So sometimes, I've said this before, but sometimes for learning, entre comillas, learning pronunciation, it's a question of unlearning the rules that you've learned as a Spanish person. As a native Spanish speaker, you have certain rules that you have learned for how to pronounce the vowels, and you have to unlearn them. You have to teach your brain to forget sometimes. You have to untrain yourself and say, no, no, I'm going to avoid that. I'm not going to pronounce it that way anymore. And the sounds are not necessarily hard. It's just you have to tell your brain, you have to resist the urge, resist the desire to pronounce all those individual sounds, right? Or to pronounce them in the Spanish way. Okay. So that is today's pronunciation. And we have a little bit of time left, a time for another section. How about today's awesome adjective?
A, amazing. B, beautiful. C, cheap. D, dirty. E, expensive. F, friendly. G, good. H, happy. I, interesting. J, jealous.
Awesome adjectives.
Today's awesome adjective is sly. S-L-Y, which is also the nickname for Sylvester Stallone. Which, by the way, we don't say Sylvester Stallone. We say Sylvester Stallone. Sylvester Stallone. It's his nickname, Sly. And sly means essentially cunning or maybe astute, astuto. Crafty and creative. Someone who is creative for their own gain. They may seem nice. They may seem friendly. They're very smart, but really they're you have to be careful with people who are sly because they are usually acting in their own interest. Okay? They're trying to do what's best for them. And there may be some trickery involved. This person is a bit sly. S-L-Y. I guess you say astuto. Taimado, maybe. But sly. S-L-Y. Sly. Sly. He's a sly person. Sylvester Stallone. Sylvester Stallone's nickname is Sly. Even that's a tongue twister for you. Remember the S. When we have these words starting in S consonant, there's no vowel at the start. So we can't say Sly. We can't say Sylvester Stallone. No. Sylvester Stallone. Sylvester Stallone's nickname is Sly. Sylvester Stallone's nickname is Sly.
and an interesting one. I don't know how he earned that nickname or how fitting it is, but it's certainly an interesting adjective and makes today's awesome adjective. I just want to remind everyone that we have incredible classes available through Vaughn now, and Vaughn has done a great job of offering the full quality of the Vaughn method, the full quality of the English learning experience through video classes. The quality is exceptional. The feedback has been exceptional. And if you are considering taking classes now, well, now's the time. It's a great time. Do not hesitate. Do not think, oh, because of COVID, I should wait in the future. There's no time like the present. Now is the time to make a commitment with your English, to make a commitment to make progress with your English. And the video classes offered through Vaughn are fantastic. I encourage you to check them out, and you can contact Vaughn for a free level test. No cuesta nada. They'll give you a free level test, they'll assess you, and they'll tell you what course or product would be best for you. And there's, it's, as you say in Spanish, sin compromiso, with no obligation to buy anything. Give us a call, get a free level test, and see if one of the Vaughn products or class arrangements is suitable for you. And I'm sure, out of all the courses we have plenty of courses that will be great for you and will suit your needs, especially during these COVID times where so many people are at home. It gives you a very productive thing to do from home, connecting to a top quality teacher trained in the Vaughn method, who will get you into shape, who will whip you into shape with your English. So go to GrupoVaughn.com and you can find out more information about all of these classes that we are offering now. I want to thank you for listening, everybody. And like I said, I'll also be on my Instagram account in a few minutes offering a little recap of today's Drive Time show. And I also put those videos into my free Facebook group. It's completely free, and it's called English with Kyle. If you want to join, feel free to join. Completely free. And I share lots of great resources there as well. I'll see you soon, folks. Thank you so much for listening. See you next time. Bye-bye.